As we're visiting on Monday afternoon, now that been through everything during the day Friday, been through the activities during the weekend, is it more or less today just sort of an opportunity to catch everyone's breath a little bit, do a little bit of debriefing, and decide how to proceed with this investigation?
That's correct. Our investigators are still diligently working on this case, working in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies so that they can locate the person responsible for this criminal act.
On Friday, it was noted that the high traffic areas were the first areas to be searched. What happened after things like Kyle Field and Reed Arena were searched? How much of that has been accomplished since Friday?
Well, a lot has been accomplished. Our priority after getting those areas cleared and providing security and police personnel for those events that were taking place was to utilize our other resources and emergency personnel in the community to help search existing facilities on campus.
And again, repeating, the bomb threat that was emailed did not list a specific location.
It did not. It was very vague in the fact that it just mentioned campus. That is what brought us to evacuating the campus as a whole versus one particular area and or building.
And the protocol for such a situation, again, I'm sure that there's still some debriefing to be done, but from what you know at this point, everybody did everything they were supposed to do in the proper order?
That's correct. Anytime you have an incident of this magnitude, you'll have a debriefing with all the parties that have been involved, emergency responders, as well as our campus personnel, to see what we can do better, as well as what we did good. One thing I would like to say is I think our community members on campus did an excellent job in following the instructions that they were given in regards to the code maroon messages that were sent out. The evacuation of campus went smoothly as to what we know at this point and was done in a relatively short amount of time. I think our emergency responders as well did an excellent job in helping to get the flow of traffic, both vehicle and pedestrian, off campus, and helping to clear our roadways, which, you know, the Friday before a football game, traffic is typically congested in our community, and they did a great job of opening up the intersections and cycling the lights to help expedite traffic away from campus.
And how did things go on Saturday?
Game day went extremely smooth. We did have some minor issues involving individuals, but it was pretty much business as usual for a sold-out crowd.
And it sounds like for those incidents that did take place, that was going to happen regardless of what had happened the day before.
Yeah, those were alcohol-related incidents, and they were minimal.
Anything else to let listeners know about as the investigation gets going, or really gets going, now that everything else is pretty well behind you?
As I mentioned earlier, this is an ongoing investigation, and it is our top priority right now to find out who was responsible for this criminal act. And so, again, we're working with local law enforcement as well as state and federal agencies to help bring this to a close.